track 13, Home Alone. Whether you're back at the office full-time, planning a foreign holiday, or just enjoying more nights out, we look at how you can ease your dog's separation anxiety.
The increase of people working from home in the past couple of years has been great for our four-legged friends. But now that socialising has picked up pace again, while some pooches might be happy to spend the day snoozing, others might suffer from separation anxiety. RSPCA dog welfare expert Esme Wheeler says research has suggested that around 8 in 10 dogs struggle to cope when they're left alone. As many families took dogs on during lockdown, some of which may never have been left alone, this could pose a major dog welfare crisis. Dogs are very social and can form strong bonds with us, so some don't like being left behind when their owners go out, Esme says. If they haven't been prepared in a slow and positive way and learnt that being by themselves can be a positive experience, then they can find it really difficult, stressful and frightening. Dog diagnosis. According to the RSPCA, separation anxiety is the feeling of distress canines experience when they're apart from their owner. It's a problem more common than you'd think. Nearly 80% of dogs reported to struggle with being home alone. The best way to check whether your pooch is suffering from separation anxiety is getting a dog camera, experts say. This way you can keep an eye on them while you are away and notice whether they seem anxious. If your furry friend is over-grooming, vocalising a lot or acting destructively, this might be a warning sign. Peeing, pooping or even being sick in the house can also be caused by the stress of being on their own. Luckily, there are plenty of tricks you can try which can help ease your dog's transition into being more independent. Canine coping strategies. Going through the motions of preparing to leave the house, such as getting your shoes on, jingling the house keys, or even walking out the door, will help your pet become accustomed to being left for short periods of time. How you treat leaving and coming back home can also make a big difference. Instead of getting emotional and giving the pup extra fuss, keep your tone level when you say goodbye or hello, and hold off petting your dog until they've calmed down upon your return. It's also a good idea to keep an eye on how your pup reacts to being left in a confined space when you're out of the house. Often, shutting them away in a crate or another place they can't get out from might compound their frustration and make their separation anxiety worse. Another way to take your dog's mind off your departure is leaving them with some entertainment. Mentally stimulating toys like Kongs, snuffle mats and puzzle toys filled with treats will keep the pooch happy, distracting them from your absence. That, combined with creating a cosy space where they can snuggle up and feel safe, is guaranteed to ease your pup's stress. Last but not least, putting on some background noise can also help soothe your canine. Whether it's nature sounds, calming music, or even an audiobook, breaking up the quiet of the house can make a positive difference to your dog's mental state. And remember, don't be discouraged if easing separation anxiety takes a while. Teaching your furry friend to stay calm while you're away from the house can be a slow process.